But first, as campaigning continues for the 2018 elections, we're wondering about who the contenders are and who will ultimately win the primary and general elections in Arizona. Also up for conversation is whether the votes are going to be counted accurately and efficiently. After all, that has been a significant issue in the state in some previous cycles. Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes is taking steps to ensure that, in part at least, by ramping up the use of technology, and is with us for a few minutes to talk about it. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Steve, thanks for having me.
Well, so let's start with a couple of things first. What are some new voting technology things we're going to be seeing in the next cycle here?
Well, this fall in 2017, we rolled out our first site book check-in systems. That's a live check-in system that speaks directly with our voter registration database that helps us accurately check folks in, cuts down on provisional ballots, sort of helps people navigate the system a little easier. It's a lot more user-friendly. We also used that in the Tempe municipal election and in the CD8 special primary that we had about a month and a half ago. And we're using them now in the CD8 special general that's live and in a couple of municipal elections coming up in May. So we'll have utilized this technology quite a bit to check voters in before we get to the primary and general in the fall. So that's one of the main changes that people might see if they go to their polling places.
So do you feel pretty good based on what you just said? There's been a pretty good trial and error period here, so we're less likely to see the mistakes. Obviously, you've taken that into account. Maybe that's even why you won after your bold statement to get in this race and become the county recorder. Are you seeing things that would indicate voters should be confident?
Absolutely. And if you look at the surveys that we've done after the elections so far, the overwhelming majority of folks are very positive about not only our new technology from the voters' perspective, but interestingly, while we were developing this technology, we brought in hundreds of poll workers who had been working with the county for a long time. They're very excited about the technology, and that's what made me feel pretty confident moving forward with what we've been creating here in-house. And that is that the folks who are actually right there in the precincts administering the elections now have a piece of equipment that a lot of them had input in while we were creating it. And so this has really been a collaborative effort, not only with the folks all over the department, from our IT department to the elections department, but with a lot of those folks who come in and help us out once every couple of years, you know, to help this whole Democratic machine keep on clunking down the tracks.
Speaking of collaboration to some extent, you have to collaborate with the County Board of Supervisors. How have the supervisors responded to what you're trying to do?
Well, we've been working hard with the supervisors, of course. They're, you know, as excited about moving forward in a very positive way for voters as I am. They were, you know, just like everybody else, a little concerned with some of the changes, and they wanted to make sure that we were getting things right. And so we've had a very robust set of conversations with them regarding some of the modeling, some of the budgets. They've come down to the elections department to look at what we've been doing. We've been, you know, at our chief of staff level having constant conversations with them. So we've been working really, really well together with them. And just like any group of folks who are being, you know, watched and one spends the budget and one puts the budget out there, we've had a pretty healthy conversation and it's been very good. So, you know, some of those questions and answers weren't easy, but we got the data, we got the information that they needed, and they gave us their vote of confidence, and we're excited about executing.
Adrian, another item that came to mind is the counting of ballots faster. Obviously, we have an impatient electorate. We all want things done as fast as possible. The media is like that as well. But from your standpoint, is it possible to count ballots faster and, again, keep that accuracy, which is so vital?
Yeah, well, Maricopa County has always been really good about accuracy. So that wasn't really ever a significant issue from our perspective. And the question of speed really didn't even have to do with sort of the automation that we have or the technology that we have. It was really a question of management of human resources and where we were putting folks. So as you know, a lot of our votes come in by mail. And on election day, a lot of our early voters will bring those envelopes in with those ballots in them. That's what really has slowed up the process, is getting those through the pipeline more quickly. And so what we've done is we've focused on where the problem areas are, and we've said, okay, how do we speed this up? So not only are we going to have a lot more citizen boards, and those are the people who actually separate the envelope and the ballot from one another, right? So instead of just doing 40,000 a day, we're going to be doing hopefully three times as many per day, and that'll cut down on the processing time. Additionally, with our new check-in system, you know, provisional ballots used to get researched on the Wednesday after Election Day and then through the rest of the week, so that because we had to do envelope by envelope, opening those up, taking out the intricate forms and so forth. That was very labor intensive. With our new check-in system, we can begin processing those actually on Election Day as they get cast, because they're flagged in our system, and then that flag comes back to the Home Office. So we're gaining a whole day worth of processing of provisionals. And so even the method of moving forward with the provisional balloting has been sped up. So we're not doing this for the sake of speed. We're doing it for the sake of accuracy and to move things forward. Let's not forget that in 2016, you know, the voters in Legislative District 28 didn't have the results of the election in time to have their representatives sit for leadership elections at the State House and the State Senate, because they didn't have a final result in that election in time. You know, things don't stop moving just because we don't have final numbers yet. So what we're hoping is we'll be able to have those results out fast enough so that folks can get on with doing the things that government needs to do moving forward beyond the election.
And with that, we'll end the conversation. Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Adrian, thanks for the time.
Mark, Steve, thank you so much.